scripture reading tonight is from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. These are the very words of the living God. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Let's pray. Father, tonight as we gather, truly this is a privilege to come as your church to celebrate an incredible time that we could praise you, Lord Jesus. What a privilege. And so tonight, God, as we hear your word, we are desperately needy for your grace, for your mercy. Would you flood this room with the gospel, the good news, that we would not just hear it here, but we would spread it to others outside these walls, that we would bring the good news to family, friends, and tell them how great you are. Lord, Spirit, as you lead us tonight, we praise the name of Jesus, and may your name be exalted high in this time, Lord. Amen. And you may be seated. In case you don't know me, my name is Steve Thompson. I serve as one of the elders at La Crescent Evangelical Free Church. I want to welcome you to our Christmas Eve service. It's so good to see everyone here. And the title of tonight's message, and you may be thinking if you're an astute Bible reader, what in the world is he preaching from in Luke 10 tonight? What's that got to do with Christmas? And the title, notice the title, Have a Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y. And Pastor Dan Kervillion preached this message many Christmases ago, and it so stuck with me that I wanted to share it with you tonight, giving you the version that the Holy Spirit inspired myself to present here. And think about this. We're all guilty of it, especially during the holidays. Think about this. We get so busy, so distracted, and so anxious. And of course, that's because there's gift buying, there's food purchasing and preparation, there's house decorating and visiting family and friends. There's so much to do in such a short time. And if we're trying to do all those things ourselves, we can easily become irritated with those around us, especially those who aren't helping. And think about this. Because of our irritation, our anxiety, our troubled spirit, Christmas may not turn out to be the most wonderful time of the year. And before we know it, we've put so much time into making the season bright that we've lost sight of Christmas' true meaning, which is worshiping and honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. So the purpose of this Christmas Eve message is to encourage us to choose the good portion, as Scripture described Mary doing, the good portion. Let's sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him. Take a step back from the busyness of the holiday season. Yes, let's step back amidst all the time and effort involved in purchasing gifts, preparing food, and visiting family. Let's worship and celebrate Jesus. And so in this account from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we see the sisters Mary and Martha. And by the way, their brother Lazarus was the man who Jesus raised from the dead. And Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his teaching. And in the Greek, The phrase "listen to his teaching" means continually listening. In fact, Mary was at Jesus' feet a lot, according to Scripture. Let's take a look at a couple of verses here. First of all, from John chapter 11, verse 32, it says, "Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" And then in John chapter 12, verse 3, "Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume." And so according to our text from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, here we see Mary again sitting at Jesus' feet. Amidst all of the guests and the need for serving, she chose to do the one thing that was necessary. Mary chose the good portion, Jesus himself. She put everything else aside to spend time worshiping and honoring him. And nothing could be more important than that. And I wanted to share a quote with you here from Lisa Chan, the wife of well-known author and pastor Francis Chan. Listen to what she says. "As the world careens on in all its frenetic madness and many demands insist on our attention, we can become people who choose to be still, sit at the Lord's feet, and listen to his voice. For it's in his word that we will receive the good portion we need most." But now, wait a minute. As I was thinking about this, wait a minute. What about Martha? Wasn't her serving the Lord and the guests who had gathered important? Of course it was. However, Martha became so distracted with quote-unquote taking care of business that she was irritated with Mary not helping her. You can just see it now. Martha pointing to her sister Mary coming up to Jesus and saying, "Lord, don't you care that my sister is leaving me alone to serve? Then tell her, help me." However, Jesus' answer may surprise us. Here's Luke chapter 10 from our text tonight. Luke chapter 10, verses 41 and 42. "But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" And so in this situation, it appeared that Mary was in the wrong and Martha was in the right. However, Jesus' gentle rebuke to Martha set things straight. He loved both sisters. And yet Jesus pointed out an important difference that existed between the two ladies on that occasion. The difference was that Mary chose to spend time with Jesus in order to honor him and treasure his presence. Martha, on the other hand, was distracted by serving and missed the blessing of his presence. She put her serving others, certainly needed and right, above communion with her Lord. And her remarks about Mary's not helping certainly showed her pride and frustration. Which of the sisters can you relate to? Martha or Mary? Well, I'm a Martha, no doubt. No doubt. I get so uptight when there's a lot of things to do, especially when it comes to ministry. For example, coordinating men's ministry, leading a small group, serving as an elder, and conducting a weekly Bible study at one of the local nursing homes Life can get busy, relatively speaking, for an old retired man like me. I can't see the forest for the trees because I'm serving so much. And the Lord's presence is right there, but the distraction associated with serving him in multiple ways obscures his sweet presence. Serving becomes more important than the one being served. Yes, I'm a Martha, frantic and fretting as I serve the Lord instead of just sitting silent and listening at his feet. So what's so important about sitting at Jesus' feet and worshiping him? And I'd like to paraphrase what I thought was a really great statement by one of our elders at a recent elder council retreat. One of the men said, again paraphrasing, to worship Jesus and to revel in his presence is like when you're at the Grand Canyon. You never stop being amazed. It's too good. It's too awe-inspiring not to stop and take it all in. And yet, when you think about it, the Grand Canyon's majesty and splendor pales in comparison to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no one or nothing like him. And that's because in Jesus, he is the intersection of steadfast love and faithfulness. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the humble king who came to serve and not to be served. He's the essence of trustworthiness and righteousness. He's gentle and lowly in heart, offering rest to the weary and heavy laden. Is that you tonight? Are you weary and heavy laden in this season? You see, Jesus is the only person who perfectly epitomizes true peace, hope, and joy. And that's what we need, church. And indeed, Jesus is our only hope, peace, and joy. He came to save people like you and me from our sins. He willingly followed God's plan to be the perfect sacrifice, thereby bringing reconciliation between God and man. His blood shed on the cross is the only way for forgiveness of sins. He is truly the inexpressibly greatest gift of all. And his love is so great that he laid down his life so that others might live. There's a great illustration of that I wanted to share with you. And for you World War II buffs, you probably know this story. During World War II, Army Lieutenant John Robert Fox was an artillery spotter. And Fox's job required him to radio coordinates of locations where artillery units would direct their fire. On December 26, 1944, in a fierce battle with German forces, Fox radioed for his own location to be fired upon so that American troops would have time to retreat. John Fox died that day, but his sacrifice allowed others to live. One man died for the sake of others, and he willingly did so. The same is true with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. He willingly gave his life so that people like you and me could live abundantly and eternally. And so my question tonight, as you listen to this message on Christmas Eve, is this. Have you trusted Christ Jesus through faith alone, by God's grace alone, that his death and resurrection gives life? If not, now is the time to receive him. Now is the time to believe in his name. Now is the time to come and adore him. And when you think about it, truly, Jesus is awe-inspiring. He is worthy of every praise we could ever voice, that we could ever display in our actions, that we could ever think. He is so praiseworthy. He is without equal. He is God. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, God with us in our messy lives, in this messy world. Indeed, oh come, let us adore him. Let us fall down at his feet, worship him, honor him, and listen to him. That's what Mary did. Now think about this. Listen closely. Martha served her Savior. Mary savored him. Martha complained to him. Mary was content with him. Martha was exasperated with Mary. Mary was enthralled with Jesus. Martha did a nice thing. Mary did the necessary thing. You see, Mary chose the good portion, the necessary thing, Jesus. And on the other hand, Martha thought that doing something for Jesus was more important than doing something with Jesus. How about you and me? In spite of the busyness and anxiety the holiday season can bring, has shopping, baking, gift wrapping, visiting, traveling, have all those things captivated our hearts? And what would it look like for us to be still and sit at Jesus' feet? What would it look like to be enthralled with him, worshiping and exalting him? And to answer that, I'd like to share with you one last scripture from Psalm 46, verse 10. Listen to this. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So here's one final thought. What kind of a Christmas are you and I having this year? My hope is that we're having a Christmas that is choosing the good portion, a Merry Christmas, spelled M-A-R-Y. Church, may we find the Lord Jesus Christ to be our joy, our light, and our salvation above anything else at this Christmas season. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for the good news that you came so that man no more may die. The good news that there is the Savior of the world and that we can rejoice in the truth of your word tonight, Lord, and that we can sit at your feet still and quiet, exalting your name amidst all the goings on. And Father, when we leave this place tonight, let us rejoice and be glad because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, our friend, our Savior, our Redeemer. Spirit, counsel us, teach us, show us how we can share that good news with others so that the light of the world, Lord Jesus, you, the light of the world, can be displayed to a dying world that's in such chaos and despair. May your name make the difference tonight and tomorrow and for all eternity. Praise you and thank you. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.